In today's gospel, our Lord uses the parable in order to sum up the whole of salvation history. Those sent before the Son were indeed the prophets of old, and they came always with admonitions and warnings for the chosen people to return again to the will of God. And yet, they would continue that same pattern of repentance and falling back into their sins. And so they would show themselves ultimately an unfaithful people. And ultimately that faith would be destroyed by one of their descendants, that is, the one who would always remain faithful to God and do his will from the first moment of her conception. And she it was who would bring the Son into the world. He would go out and preach the good news, but again, he too would be rejected, and so he would command his apostles to go forth and to bring those into the kingdom in the byways, in the highways, in the streets, everywhere, gathering souls for the kingdom of God. The clothing in the wedding garment is a reference to our baptism, for no one can enter into the banquet hall unless they have first underwent the cleansing waters of baptism. And so our Lord gives us a very good summary of the whole mystery of our salvation. And so we must try to remain faithful to that wedding gown that we have received, to remain faithful to that baptism and the baptismal faith we receive, because we have received it not of our own will, not of our own accord, but by a gift freely given by Almighty God in his mercy and his gratuitousness. And so it is the Lord ultimately who initiates us into this life, and so we must respond to his coming and seeking us out. For all are sought by the Lord through the mystery of the church and her missionary activity throughout the world. Parents who present their children to the Lord for baptism are merely being faithful to the mission of the church. And so let us strive always to remain faithful, for the Lord is very clear, despite the popular notion in some false schools of false theology, that hell does not exist. For he refers very clearly to that place as the place where there is the wailing and the grinding of teeth, that is, of eternal torment. And so our Lord invites all souls, but he points out many are invited, but few are chosen, because it is difficult to persevere in the way of penance. And ultimately, that is what all of us are called to do, simply because we are guilty of something, guilty of a crime, ultimately not against each other, but against God himself. For all sin, first and foremost, offends God before it even offends our neighbor. And so we learn here of that precept of charity, that we are to love God above all things, and from that love of God we are to authentically love our neighbor. That love of neighbor is not very common in today's society and in today's age, for we often compromise the faith because we are unwilling to stand up and defend it when we see it clearly being contradicted or contramined by those who are of a different way of thinking and of a different life. And so let us pray that we may have that courage to do what St. Paul refers to correct in season and out of season. But let us always remember that must be tempered by prudence. St. Alphonsus de Liguori gives a great principle in order to know when we can effectively correct persons. That is, we must have reasonable hope that there will be fruit from the correction. Ultimately, if we have not that reasonable hope, then we have something that in one sense is more powerful than any of our efforts, because we have the power of prayer. And so we must strive to do all things in a prayerful way, so that we too can become conformed completely to Jesus crucified, and that it may be said of us what was said of our Holy Father, Saint Francis, that at the end of his life, it was not so much that he prayed, but that his whole life was a prayer. His whole life was an oblation to the good God, to whom he was grateful for receiving first the gift of baptism and all those graces that helped him to persevere share in that gift. And so, while we live a life of penance, we also live a life of gratitude, thankful for Almighty God, for all the graces He has bestowed upon us, all the gifts, most especially that gift of our faith and that call to be members of His true kingdom, the Holy Catholic Church on earth. And so, let us, especially in this day and age, remind ourselves always that the Church is never out of the business of conversion, because that is her vision, that is her mission, that is the conversion of all souls. And so, let us especially turn to her who had no need of conversion, because from the first moment of her conception, she was faithful to God, and she remained faithful to God for the whole of her life. The Blessed Virgin Mary, who came to understand the mystery of salvation so much so that after our Lord, no one would suffer more for the sake of humanity than the Blessed Virgin Mary. And we are called to unite ourselves through her to that suffering, so that we too may always be found cooperating with the mission of the Church, that is, persevering in our own conversion and offering all our prayers and all our works, all our trials and our tribulations to Almighty God in reparation for our sins and the sins of the whole world, so that we can truly be found always loving God and always loving our neighbor, because even those souls that we will never meet in our life, we have in our life done something for them, because we know the good King has come before and led the way, that is the way of love, that way of love that would culminate on Calvary, in which He would offer His sacred humanity up for the sake of mankind, especially to strengthen the apostles, their successors, and all the members of the body who cooperate with their mission, to go forth and to teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Church will never depart from us. The Church will never go away. She will always be marching forward, always seeking souls, seeking the poor, the rich, the good, the bad. She will seek all in order that they may have that opportunity to serve their good God in this life, in order to be with Him for all eternity in the life to come.
Christus.